This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for Wednesday, August 22, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. It says there, God wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, end of quote. God communicates and He revealed His will for our life in the pages of the Bible. Our today's Bible Insight shows us the heart of God toward all people. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3 says this, "This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth," end of quote. According to this verse, God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You see, the knowledge of the truth is essential to be saved. So what is the truth? Then the very next verse tells the truth that all people should know. It says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people," end of quote. We can analyze this truth in the following bullet points. Number one, truth number one, there is one God. Truth number two, there is only one mediator between God and mankind, and that is Christ Jesus. Truth number three, Christ is the only mediator between God and mankind because He is the only one who gave Himself wholly and entirely as a ransom for all of us. Truth number four, the ransom Jesus paid was for all people, not just for a few people called Christians. He gave Himself and paid His life and blood as a ransom for all people living everywhere on this planet Earth. You see, this is the truth that God wants to know, and by this all people everywhere can be saved. When people acknowledge this truth and come to Jesus Christ as their Savior, it is good and pleases the God in heaven. Besides, when we share the gospel of Christ to other people, it is good and pleases the God in heaven. Often, we do not share the gospel because we do not think or understand how great is God's love for all people and how dangerous and horrible hell is. If a person won't come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he or she is going to the eternity without the presence, goodness, love and provisions of the Lord. Bible says hell is real and it is beyond human comprehensions. People generally try to avoid the subject of hell. They do not want to talk about it because it gives them pain. However, the Bible and Jesus Christ confirmed the reality of hell. Jesus gave an incident of two people. You can read about this in the book of Luke in the Bible, chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. It says, "Angels carried one person called Lazarus to heaven, and the other person called the rich man was taken to Hades, where he experienced endless torments and flame and pain." Bible also says hell is not originally made for mankind. It was made for devil and his demons. However, people have two choices. They can choose to be in the God's kingdom or they can be in devil's kingdom. There is no third kingdom. Do you know there is no third kingdom? They can remain in the kingdom of darkness and devil, or they can step out from the kingdom of darkness and devil by calling the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the whole world, and believing in Him. It is that simple a choice. God says He will forgive all of our sins and grant us a blessed life here on this earth and later eternal life in heaven with Him, because God placed all of our sins on His Son Jesus Christ, and now mankind can be saved from their sins and go to eternity in heaven when they die here. What a great deal, right? My dearly beloved, not only God wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, but also Bible says God is patient with us, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Beloved, God loves you and wants to save you, and He does not want anyone to perish. You may have a horrible past and bad experiences. However, there is nothing you can do about your past. We all have bad past incidents, don't we? Past is past. Our past incidents should drive us to the Lord who loves us. Forget about your past. Today is the day of salvation, and today is God's favorable time in your life. Now is the appointed time and the day of salvation. Your life is going to change today with God's abundant blessings and love if you would come to Christ. God wants to give you a hopeful and beautiful future. He wants you to repent and walk toward His Son, Jesus Christ, in whom you will enjoy the joy of salvation, forgiveness, freedom, knowledge of the truth, love of God, grace of God, and eternal life. Like the prodigal son, when he came to his senses, he decided to walk to his father's house. Moreover, do you know, the father was eagerly waiting for him from the day he left from his home. The same way, God wants you to have your senses and walk toward him. He will embrace you with his eternal and everlasting love, mercy, and grace. Would you do it today? I will help you to make that decision in a small prayer today. You know, Bible says in Hebrews 2:3, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? End of quote. Did you notice that? Such a great salvation. You see, the salvation God provided is easy for people to claim, but he had to pay a big price for it. He spared his only son to save us from our sins and iniquities and build the bridge between him and us by paying for all of our sins. God took the first initiative, and now it is our turn to take our step toward him. God promises this. The blood of his son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all our sins. End of quote. Once the blood of Jesus Christ removes the sin issue in our life, then we can freely relate, communicate, and fellowship with a loving God and experience his love and blessings forever and ever. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know you want me to know the truth and be saved from this kingdom of darkness. Lord, I want you to transfer me to your kingdom of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose again. I believe he is the only mediator between God and me, as the Bible says. I repent of my sins and accept Jesus Christ as my Savior now. Please save me today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love and blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life, and may his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.